It's time, my friend. It's tabernacle time. Welcome to the radio broadcast of Mebane's Tabernacle Baptist Church, proclaiming the gospel of salvation through the shed blood of our Lord Jesus Christ since 1939. Tabernacle Baptist Church is independent, old-fashioned, and anchored on the immutable and inerrant teachings of the infallible preserved Word of God. We exclusively use the authorized King James Version. This is the pastor of Tabernacle Baptist Church, Chip Salu. Tabernacle Baptist Church is located at 523 North Charles Street in Mebane, North Carolina. Our services begin this morning with Sunday school at 9:45. Our morning worship service and children's chapel is at 11. Our evening service is at 6 o'clock, and our Wednesday night prayer time and Bible study is at 7 o'clock. If you desire to know more about God's gift of salvation and how you can receive it, keep listening. If importunity has kept you from being in God's house today, we pray that you will find encouragement and strength. Have you got your Bible? It's time, my friend. It's tabernacle time. Thank you so much for joining us today on Tabernacle Time. What a blessing it is for us. And as always, a great privilege to be with you by the means of radio, to share with you the wonderful message of God's love for you, and how that He gave His only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to die in our place, to shed His blood so that we might have everlasting life if we ask Jesus Christ to be our personal Savior. We're going to be taking a look at Hebrews chapter 11 today. That's Hebrews chapter 11. But before we get into God's Word, let's listen to the Ray McCormick family as they sing for us a song titled "To Rescue a Sinner Like Me."
A reason abandoned his throne and his kingdom above to rescue a sinner like me.
He abandoned his throne
and his kingdom above to rescue a sinner like me. A sinner like me. A sinner like me.
Paul said in Romans chapter 10, verse number 13, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." I think of the passage in Matthew chapter number 14 when we talk about being saved and rescue and the comparison between the two. Because we are rescued from sin, we're proclaimed as being saved. Matthew 14, starting with verse number 22, "And straightway Jesus constrained his disciples to get into a ship and to go before him unto the other side while he sent the multitudes away. And when he had sent the multitudes away, he went up into the mountain apart to pray. And when the evening was come, he was there alone. But the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves, for the wind was contrary. And in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, It is a spirit. And they cried out for fear. But straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, Be of good cheer. It is I. Be not afraid. And Peter answered him and said, Lord, if it be thou, bid me come unto thee on the water. And he said, Come. And when Peter had come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, he cried, saying, Lord, save me. In verse number 31, and immediately Jesus stretched out his hand and caught him and said unto him, O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt? In this miracle of Peter walking on the water because the Lord called him to walk on the water, we find that Peter was sinking because he took his eyes off the Lord. And as he was going down, he only had time to say, Lord, save me. I think that we see in Psalm chapter number 40, this picture applied to what the psalmist said. I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. He brought me up also out of an horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock and established my goings. And he hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God, and many shall see it and fear and shall trust in the Lord. Now here we find a beautiful picture of salvation, being brought up out of the miry pit of clay and set on the solid foundation of the Lord Jesus Christ. But what do you think it was that the psalmist said in verse number 1, He inclined unto me and heard my cry? What do you think that cry was? I think that cry was, Lord, save me. For a sinner to be rescued, he must realize that he is in a place where he cannot rescue himself. Salvation is of the Lord. And for us to see that we need to be saved, that we are condemned because of our sin and will be cast into the lake of fire if someone doesn't save us. And we hear the good news of what Jesus did for us in dying on the cross, shedding his blood, being buried for 3 days, and rising again on the third day. He paid the price so we could cry out, Lord, save me. This is the most important cry that we can have in our life. Whether we do it out loud or whether we proclaim that we are sinners and confess our sins and repent of our sins and ask Jesus to be our Savior in our heart, to call on the name of the Lord and ask for salvation, he said he would save us. My friend, If you have not called on the name of the Lord for salvation, and you know that you need to have salvation in order to be able to see God one day, that you need to have Jesus as your Savior, but you're not sure what the Bible says about how you should receive the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, please call me. I would count it an honor to share with you the verses that would show what you need to do in order to receive the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. My number is 919-563-6753. We would like to invite you to today's services at Tabernacle Baptist Church, 523 North Charles Street, Mebane, North Carolina. We start with Sunday school at 9:45. Our morning service is at 11 o'clock. Our evening service is at 6 o'clock. And our Wednesday night prayer time and Bible study is at 7 o'clock. And unless you're providentially hindered, where you can't be here until Wednesday night, please come be with us this morning in Sunday school at 9:45 at Tabernacle Baptist Church. We also have a website if you go to www.mebanetabernaclebaptistchurch.com, all one word, and Mebane is spelled M-E-B-A-N-E, mebanetabernaclebaptistchurch.com. There you'll find prior broadcasts of Tabernacle Time. You'll find sermons that have been preached at Tabernacle Baptist Church, and you'll also find written material that will share with you the message of salvation and how you can receive it, and also share with you scripture that will show you what you need to do to live for the Lord after you receive Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. We also have a YouTube channel. If you'll go to YouTube and type in the words Mebane's Tabernacle Baptist, and that's Mebane's with an apostrophe S, this will pull up all of the videos that have been recorded at Tabernacle Baptist Church, and we'll give you a link to our YouTube channel, Tabernacle Baptist. Now, just before we get into God's Word, and we're going to be taking a look at Hebrews chapter 11 today, let's hear another song by the Ray McCormick family. The name of this next song is titled, He is Much More.
Because of one man's sin, many had to die. We were enemies with God, our need to be reconciled. In the midst of our sin, the payment he bore. And though our debt was great, Jesus Christ was much more.
And he much more than all the sin that we could face. He is much more because of his amazing grace. And when we feel defeated, then victory's at the door. Jesus Christ is Lord, and he's much more.
If a dad knows how to give to the one that he loves, if God knows how to feed the ravens and the doves, if the grass of the field is beautifully adorned, then to whom he calls his own, our precious Lord is much more.
And he is much more than all the sin that we could face. He is much more because of his amazing grace. And when we feel defeated, then victory's at the door. Jesus Christ is Lord.
But where sin did abound, in the midst of this wicked world, by faith I can rest that the grace of God is much more.
And he is much more than all the sin that we could face. He is much more because of his amazing grace. And when we feel defeated, then victory's at the door. Jesus Christ is Lord. Jesus Christ is Lord. Jesus Christ is much more.
And he's much more.
Paul wrote to the Church of Rome declaring this much more grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. Listen to Romans chapter 5, starting with verse number 17. For if by one man's offense death reigned by one, much more they which receive the abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one, Jesus Christ. Verse number 18, therefore, as by the offense of one, judgment came upon all men to condemnation, even so, by the righteousness of one, the free gift came upon all men unto justification of life. Verse number 19, for as by one man's disobedience many were made sinners, so by the obedience of one shall many be made righteous. Verse number 20 of Romans chapter 5. Moreover, the law entered, that the offense might abound. But where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. Do you see, my friend, that the free gift of the Lord Jesus Christ, what he did on the cross, his death, the shedding of his blood to pay for our sin's penalty, the burial, the resurrection, was all so that we might have everlasting life. His grace is much more. His salvation is much more because he paid the penalty for our sin so we could receive this. And notice the gift in verse number 16, the free gift in that same verse, and receiving the abundance of grace of the gift of righteousness in verse number 17. It is not through our works that we receive salvation, and it is not through our works that we keep our salvation. Salvation is of the Lord. But that grace is not just for salvation, my friend. We need the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ to take us through this life after salvation. Listen to this last song by the Ray McCormick family. The name of this last song is titled Grace.
Lord, as I see confusion crowds my way,
but then when I bow to you, the challenges you guide me through, your promises are ever new. I claim them for today.
Your will cannot lead me where your grace will not keep me. Your hands will protect me. I rest in your care. Your eyes will watch over me. Your love will forgive me. And when I am faltering, I still will find you there.
Each new day's design is charted by your hand and graciously revealed as I seek your master plan.
Keep my footsteps faithful when from you I go.
Return me to the joy that your blessings can bestow. Lead me where your grace will not keep me. Your hands will protect me. I rest in your care. Your eyes will watch over me. Your love will forgive me. And when I am am faltering, I still will find you there.
Your eyes will watch over me, your love will forgive me, and when I am faltering, I still will find you there.
The sufficient work of God in our lives that we find in 2 Corinthians chapter number 3, starting with verse number 2. Ye are our epistles written in our hearts, known and read of all men. For as much as ye are manifestly declared to be the epistle of Christ ministered by us, written not with ink, but with the Spirit of the living God, not in tables of stone, but in fleshy tables of the heart. And such trust have we through Christ to Godward. Not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think anything as of ourselves, but our sufficiency is of God. Christ's grace is not only sufficient for our salvation, Christ's grace is sufficient to take us all the way through life. His grace, His strength, the work in our lives through the Holy Spirit gives us the grace and the strength and the wisdom and the power if we will just follow in His way. Before we get to Hebrews chapter 11, starting with verse number 1, I want to go back and mention something in verse number 39 of Hebrews chapter 10. Hebrews 10:39 says, "But we are not of them who draw back unto perdition, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul." We talked about this last week, but one word that I didn't associate with it that I should have is I want you to see the confidence the writer has as he says, "But we are not of them who draw back unto perdition." He was confident about his stand in salvation, not to draw back to the old life and backslide, but to remember that we are called to be a testimony so that others might receive the salvation of the soul. We have this confidence in the Lord, according to Hebrews 10:39, because the promises of God in Christ are yea and amen. In other words, we can confidently tell the world that Jesus Christ is the power of salvation, and He is also the power behind the successful Christian life. As we go to chapter number 11, verse number 1, the first verse says, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for. It is the anchoring of what we have in the promises of God that have not yet come to pass. It is the evidence of things not seen." How can faith be the evidence of things not seen? For we're told in the book of Romans chapter number 4, verse number 1, "What shall we say then? That Abraham our father, as pertaining to the flesh, hath found. For if Abraham were justified by works, he hath whereof to glory, but not before God. For what saith the Scripture? Abraham believed God, and it was counted unto him for righteousness. Now to him that worketh is the reward not reckoned of grace, but of debt. But to him that worketh not, but believeth on him that justifieth the ungodly, his faith is counted for righteousness." Now what we find here in Romans chapter 4 is that Abraham believed God, and his faith was counted for righteousness. Yet in Hebrews chapter 11, verse number 1, it says that faith is a substance. So that seems to be something that you could handle, that you could see, of things hoped for. The evidence, that's something you can witness, something that is evident to you, the evidence of things not seen. Now, there is a difference between Romans chapter number 4, the faith that is to God from our heart, and the results of faith, as the writer of Hebrews speaks about it, and the writer of James speaks about it. In verse number 18 of James chapter number 2, it says, "Yea, a man may say, thou hast faith, and I have works." Notice how James says this, "Show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show thee my faith by my works." As we mentioned the definition of faith last week, God said it, I believe it, I'll obey it. Hearing what God said, believing what God said, always ends in action, I'll obey what God says. If you have faith, James says it should lead to something that can be seen. As we go here to the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen, faith is the groundwork, and that's our relationship with God. To show faith that we have in God to others by what we do. My friend, if you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, and you say, I have faith in my heart with the Lord, it's between me and the Lord, then how is that showing in your life? I think a good picture of this would be what David said in Psalm 23, my cup runneth over. Sure, the Lord fills our cup up with blessing, but it should be running over so that others can see it by the way that we live. The psalmist said, my cup runneth over. My friend, if you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, please remember that the Bible declares that the only way that you will get to see the Heavenly Father as a Heavenly Father is by receiving Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. There is no other way. As Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Today, confess that you're a sinner to the Lord Jesus Christ and repent of your sins and ask Jesus to save you from your sins. Please come be with us this morning in Sunday school at 9:45 at Tabernacle Baptist Church. And if I can help you, please call me and join us next week as we tabernacle around God's holy word here on Tabernacle Time. Thank you once again for being a part of today's broadcast. Did you receive Christ as your Savior today? Did you get some help for your Christian walk today? We would count it an honor to hear from you. Our mailing address is Tabernacle Time, 523 North Charles Street, Mebane, North Carolina, 27302. Our phone number is 919-563-6753. You can also contact us through our website, www.mebanetabernaclebaptistchurch.com. Visit us in our services. We start this morning with 9:45 Sunday school, 11 o'clock morning worship service, and 6 o'clock evening service. Our Wednesday night prayer time and Bible study is at 7 o'clock. We would love to hear from you, but whether we hear from you or not, we would like for you to be a faithful member of our radio audience and be ready with your Bible the next time you hear these words, it's time, my friend, it's tabernacle time.